Alright, so this is IELTS episode number 5.
Wow.
I know, we're getting there, guys. Hopefully you're enjoying them. So today we're going to be talking about the weather, and this is the discussion episode where Kel is just going to ask me some questions and then answer them herself. But hopefully this will give you some ideas of how to respond to these kinds of questions if you get these kinds of questions on the IELTS exam, right? Or the PT exam. If someone asks you about weather, even in real life, here are some ways of responding about it. So go for it, Kel. Shoot.
Before we start, I just wanted to mention that a lot of people on Instagram were asking for this topic.
Mm-hmm.
It is a very common topic now, so there you go. Now you can study and make the most of it.
It's one that comes up in small talk quite often too. Someone finds out where you're from and they realize you're in a different, or you're from a different location. They'll quite often be like, oh, what's it like there? Mm-hmm. And you can talk about the weather as part of that. Like, you know, it's rainy, it's sunny, it's hot, it's cold. So anyway, go for it, Kel.
So the first question we have here is, what's the weather like in your country?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a question they might ask you on your first task, the task one of the speaking test.
Yeah, what's the weather like in your country?
Yeah, so basically they want you to talk about yourself, like your experiences in your country.
Mm-hmm.
And I would answer that saying that the weather in my region is not very changeable.
Not very variable.
No. We pretty much have sunny days, blue skies all the time.
It's consistent.
Yeah,
it's always the same thing, huh?
Doesn't fluctuate. Yeah.
So what's it like, though? It doesn't change, but is it hot? Is it cold?
It is hot all the time, humid.
Mm-hmm.
We get a lot of rain. That's, you know, I think summer, we say summer rain?
Yeah, so is it seasonal?
Yes. So I get a lot of rain, but still really hot and humid. So, which is, really good if you're the kind of person who likes going to the beach and sunbathing and doing sports outside. But if you're more like me, I don't really like, you know, those things, or I don't really like sweating.
Mm.
So it's hard for me to get used to it.
But would you say that the weather's... It may not be very variable in your region in the country, but in the country as a whole, is the weather variable in Brazil?
Yes. As you go south, further south, it gets a bit cooler.
Yeah.
It's still hot, but you have more defined seasons.
Yeah.
So winter is a proper winter in the south. So when you have, you know, some places even snow.
Yeah, wow.
But as you go up... Up north, it doesn't change much. My place is very close to the equator.
Yeah, exactly.
So the change is like really tiny. We don't even say we have four seasons there because we don't feel the difference, right?
Yeah.
It's either raining, hot, or it's sunny and it's hot.
So if I were to answer that question, I guess I would say sort of the same. Well, not really. In Victoria, at least, it is very variable. So it changes all the time. So at the moment it's summer, but even then it's, you know, pleasant days about 20 degrees, then some days that are like 40 degrees, and then there's a cool change in the afternoon and it goes down again to 20 degrees. So that's kind of what it's like during summer, but it's like that the whole year too, where the weather tends to fluctuate quite a bit. You'll have hot days, cold days, wet days, sunny days, lots of rain, lots of wind as well. It's very variable and changes quite a bit. But in the whole country, it's very variable. So sort of like you were saying about north in Brazil, the further north in Australia you go, the warmer it gets because we're in the southern hemisphere. And the more consistent the days will be with temperature, humidity, everything like that in the north. So the further north you go, once you get to sort of right up north, it'll be like you were saying in Brazil with those, the wet season and the dry season.
Exactly.
But you won't get the distinctive, you know, summer, autumn, spring and winter seasons. So... Yeah, but it tends to be quite pleasant in most places in Australia, but pretty hot, especially in the desert.
Victoria is the kind of weather I like, you know. We might have one or two days when it's really hot, but then the rest of the week is just like pleasant, nice, and you have this breeze and, So do you think the weather affect your mood?
Does the weather affect your mood? I think so. If it's, I remember living in Melbourne, and during winter in Melbourne, it was always raining, it was always wet, it was always dark and gloomy and a little bit depressing. And I think that kind of has a flow-on effect to your mood as well. So if you're going outside every day and you know, you want to be active, you want to go for a run, you want to go for a walk, you want to see people, you want to go outside, if it's always unpleasant, I think it bleeds over into your mood and makes you a bit depressed. What do you think? Does the weather affect your mood?
That's what my friend who is from London says all the time. Like, I feel so depressed here. It's always gloomy and, you know, grey and weird.
Overcast with lots of clouds.
Yeah, I honestly feel very different about it. Like, I hate living in a house when it's too hot and bright. So when it's overcast, that's when I feel really good and I want to do things outside and I know it'll be pleasant, right? I won't be sweating all over. I won't be, you know, uncomfortable in any way.
But it has to be overcast without rain.
Yes. When it's rainy, obviously, it makes things much harder, right? Like, because for me, I take public transportation, for example, to go to Melbourne, where I study. So it would make my life really hard to have to take the train and then, you know, it's raining, I'll get wet and everything. But, yeah, I think when it's too hot and sunny and bright and like just dry, like here in Victoria, we have this really dry wind.
Dry heat, yeah. Really, I like it. I like it. You don't like it. But what was it like when you were back in Brazil in the north, living in a hot, humid environment? Did that affect your mood?
Yes, it does. But I wouldn't leave the house. I would always have the fan on or the air conditioner on. It affects me in a way that I feel really uncomfortable and I feel gross and greasy and just like I don't like sweating at all. So when it's hot, like I'm the opposite. Like, you feel more willing to do things outside when it's hot, but I feel like I want to avoid this. Yeah. I don't want to be outside because it's too hot. But obviously, if I'm going like sightseeing or on a holiday trip or something, you want to take photos, right? Yeah. You want to see places very clearly, and that's when I feel like, yeah, if it's overcast, I can't really take good photos. I can't make the most of it.
It's a trade-off, and this is, I think, why I like Victoria weather so much, because it does go up and down, and it changes quite a bit. So you don't, at least in sort of spring and autumn, when it's going in and out of winter, you don't really get stuck in long periods of one type of weather. It's not hot and sunny for, you know, 2 weeks in a row, and it's also not cold and rainy for 2 weeks in a row. It tends to change quite a bit, and I like that aspect of the weather and the climate here in Victoria. What are some of the other questions you had here?
So what do you usually do in the winter? That would be a hard question for me. I mean, talking about Brazil, because in Brazil I didn't experience winter, right? It was always hot and humid.
You didn't have winter? They don't have winter in Brazil?
Well, not in my place. We don't have winter. We have the wet season when it's raining, but it's not as if it was cold or anything.
So the first time you experienced winter was when you came to Australia?
Yes.
Wow.
Basically, yeah, pretty much when we went to Canberra, because there was freezing cold.
That was negative degrees, yes. Right? It got below zero.
It was foggy. It was a proper winter. So it was my first experience with the winter. But I stay at home. I have hot a mug with hot chocolate and try to be cozy and hot and warm and
just hide from it all.
Oh well, I like being outside when it's cold, to be honest. The thing with winter is, that's my theory, if it's cold you can put layers on, you can have like 3 jackets or whatever, but when it's hot you can't go out naked, right? There's no way you can avoid feeling uncomfortable. So
well, you can't take your skin off if it gets too hot as well, right?
But things that people usually do in the winter is like they go skiing, right? We went to Perisher.
Exactly, to the mountains to see the snow.
Yeah, it was really nice. So those, like, is it like winter sports like a popular thing in Australia, do you think?
Winter sports, yeah, I think so, because at least in the southeast, so in the southeast of Australia, we have the Alps, the mountains that are nearby, and so people can go skiing because it snows there, but everywhere else in Australia, it doesn't snow. So that's a very New South Wales, Victoria, they're the states where you can do that. And for instance, my brother-in-law goes snowboarding every year.
Oh, wow.
Not everyone does because it's quite expensive here too in Australia. So you can go skiing, you can go snowboarding, but because we have only a little bit of snow and a lot of people who want to go, it's one of the most expensive places in the world to enjoy winter sports. And also, it's just not that good. So you could probably have a better time going to Japan or going to New Zealand, which are relatively close by, and, you know, skiing or snowboarding instead of spending a lot of money to go to Australia where it's somewhat limited.
Yeah, I guess that's it for the first part. We've talked about, like, we've used a lot of weather vocabulary to talk about those things, and those are the kind of questions you might get asked.
Awesome, good job guys. Well, we will see you in the next video. Don't forget to sign up to the Aussie English Classroom if you want access to that, where we'll be going through all of the different vocabulary expressions and what would you call it, grammar even, you've got how to set up nice structures and nice sentences when talking about this sort of stuff. So we'll see you there.